gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here we go for another hour. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. What a great hour we've got lined up. We're going to pop the hood. That's right, ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans is standing by. The Swami, as Frank in New Mexico calls him, is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. If there's something wrong with your vehicle and would like a free over-the-air diagnostic check, we are here to help you out at our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Once again, bob@boblongradio.com or 855-660-4261. Doesn't matter what the question is. Mark has been a mechanic for more than 30 years, ASC certified, and he can help you out. If the car is not running right, not running at all, you got problems with your brakes, your radiator, your battery, your exhaust system, you name it, he can help you out. Also, if you would like some second opinions from Mark, if you've been to a dealership or an auto repair shop recently and they've told you you've got a broken Hoosie dinghy and you must now give them $3,000 for the Hoosie dinghy replacement, Mark can help translate the mechanic speak and also give you some advice on things to look at before handing over your hard-earned money to a mechanic. So basically, a second opinion is at your disposal here at 855-660-4261. Still giving away cool stuff from wash drops, free samples, yours for the taking. Shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, name, address, and telephone number, and trivia. We'll throw out a trivia question. We'll also throw out another question since a little later on in the broadcast. We're going to have a gentleman who is approaching 3 million miles in his passenger car. Irv Gordon, he's got a 1966 Volvo P1800, and he holds the Guinness Book of World Records. I interviewed him when he went over the 1 million mark, over the 2 million mark, and now he's on the cusp of eclipsing 3 million miles in this car that he purchased brand new back in 1965. So let's talk about high-mileage vehicles. If you've got a high-mileage vehicle, let's see who can call in with the highest mileage vehicle that you have either personally owned or been associated with or even known of. We'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Let's now welcome the Swami himself, Mr. Mark Evans, to Auto World. Mark, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. Hey, it's good to be with you. I'm just thinking, you know, my buns are kind of sore just thinking of Irv and all that sitting in the driver's seat.
I know. It is so true, and he's a fascinating guy. And as I said, I've interviewed him many times over the years, but he just loves, he loves his car, number one, and he just loves to drive. And he's also very much into diners and food. And so he's the kind of guy, he lives on Long Island, he's a retired science teacher, and, you know, if he has a yen for a particular restaurant, it's not unusual for him to drive up to Montreal for lunch or over to Cleveland for dinner. It's remarkable what he does.
I'd like to, when you interview him, I'd like to listen on the aspect of how many parts he's replaced on that car to keep it going.
I know exactly how many engine rebuilds he's had to do, stuff like that, and find out if he's used a dealership or whether he's used an independent mechanic. I believe he is not a fix-it-yourself guy, not a do-it-yourself individual. So I'll definitely ask him that question, and we're going to have him back on the show, and maybe after he goes over the 3 million mark, we'll get him on the line with you here as well, and you can ask him some questions because he's a very cool guy. How about yourself, Mark? You've been around cars all your life. Have you ever encountered a vehicle with you know, 200,000, 300,000? What do you remember is the largest number of miles that you've seen a vehicle accrue?
Well, I actually have customers, Bob, that have the Toyota Camry. I have one customer, just off the tip of my tongue here. They bought it new, and it has like almost 300,000 on it now. And I've been mechanicking, you know, keep taking care of it for them for the last, probably pretty close to 15 years. And the one secret they have, and all their other cars also, I mean, they've got a Honda Odyssey van that has 200-some thousand on it, too. They bought it new. And just a lot of the miles that they put on it is just around town, and then they go back and forth to Oregon a lot here from Idaho. But their secret is, you know, they continuously just call me whenever they hear a noise or smell something. They just call me and say, hey, we've got a noise. In fact, the other day they just called me and said, we've got a grinding noise up in the front. And all it was a rock that was stuck up into the disc brake pad air shield.
Mm-hmm.
The rock was grinding away on the brake rotor. So it was just a matter of a simple, you know, free fix. I mean, all I did was basically bend the airfoil out of the way, just drop the rock out, put the foil back in there, and off they go again at no cost. So, you know, that's one. Now I've got another friend, customer, that has a Suburban. It's one of the first Suburbans out there, the early 80s style, square box style Suburban, and he's pushing almost 500,000 miles on it. So,
wow.
Same engine. Yeah, same engine, same small block Chevrolet in it. And, you know, again, it does have a little bit of some oil leaks. And, yes, it's got a little bit of blue smoke out the back when he runs it. But, you know, they just, you know, he just keeps putting the change in oil and spark plugs and tires and brakes and who knows how many radiators, you know. He's worn out the radiators. Water pumps, of course, the regular old V-type fan belts that have been replaced. But the body is... We don't have a lot of humidity out here out west or in salt on the roads. We do not have, but he actually does have a little bit of rust, you know, where the tires kick the dirt and the sand and stuff off of the road up into the fender well. He's got a little rust there, and he doesn't have, like back east there, you know, you've got body hinge door, the hinges on the doors there sometimes will sag because of the rust, and we don't have that out here, but... You know, it's funny when you can see the upholstery in a vehicle that's completely down to the springs and it's still running.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive. So it's definitely a thing that, you know, maintaining and maintenance on a vehicle, your normal tune-ups and changing oil and tires and doing your brakes and listening for noise, it definitely makes the car, you know, go a long ways. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that. I've got a Suburban that's got 230,000 on it now.
Wow.
And keep it waxed up so it looks beautiful, it looks good, and we still hop in the thing and hook up to whatever we want to hook up and go tow it and go about our way. And I'm thinking of my friends. That I have a friend that is actually, I've owned my Suburban for many, many, many years, and here I just think of my friend that's actually gone through about 7 to 8 vehicles to my one. So I haven't lost any money, I guess, on my vehicle. You know,
that's absolutely true. So we'll keep that out there for folks to chime in throughout the hour at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. What's the highest mileage vehicle that you have personally owned or known somebody who's driven 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 miles? We'll see if we can see who comes up with the biggest number. 855-660-4261. We've got Raphael in Virginia and Tom in Missouri with questions from Mark straight ahead right here on Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hotspot for all things car, truck, and
LeBlanc, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I could check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed you are. Thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with ASC Certified Technician Mark Evans. We're taking your calls and also looking for folks that have racked up a lot of miles on their vehicle. We're going to have a gentleman on in the third hour of the program, heard on many of these Auto World stations, who's got close to 3 million miles on his Volvo. Mark has told us stories of 500,000 and 400,000, 300,000. Can anybody out there beat it? We've got some open lines here at 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by, ready to take your call. And before we get to Raphael and Tom, we'll go quickly to Stacy in Wisconsin, who's got some tips for high-mileage vehicles. Stacy, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for coming on air with us. And we appreciate you. How do you like that? I heard myself. Turn your radio down there, Stacy. That would be great.
Okay.
All right. Terrific. Well, thank you very much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm good.
Excellent. What station are you listening to there, or what number on the dial?
I listen at 930 a.m.
930 a.m. That sounds terrific to me. And I understand you've got some tips for high-mileage vehicles. Have you yourself racked up a lot of miles in a particular vehicle?
I do. I have like 270 some thousand miles on my, it's like a 2000 Pontiac Grand Am.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Go ahead, sorry.
Pretty impressive. I was going to have Mark chime in. Pretty impressive for Stacy, huh?
That is. Well, Pontiac Grand Am, that's real good. Real good.
And tell us a little bit about some of the tips that you have picked up along the way for achieving such a high mileage vehicle.
I know I change my oil every 3,000 miles within like 100, 200 miles off or on, and it seems to be very helpful.
That certainly is one of the great things that you do. Do you great things that you can do to extend the life of your vehicle? Do you use regular oil or synthetic oil?
Synthetic.
Synthetic. What do you think? And any other things that you're doing? Is it primarily the oil change you think that has really helped you attain such a high mileage mark on your vehicle?
I know I don't beat on it, and I treat it like it's like a little cat, and I make sure that I don't, you know. And I think that if you make sure all the fuel, you know, or all the liquids are changed, and you make sure you keep track of it and change the tires and stuff like that, it's been a great car.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Stacy, if possible, hang on the line, and Matt will get your name, address, and telephone number, and we'll send you out some wash drops to check out a cool new product. Thank you very much for calling into the show. Let's see if we can drop over right now and say hello to a gentleman who's been standing by in Virginia for quite some time. His name is Raphael. Raphael, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Doing well, Mr. Long. Thank you for receiving my call. And Ms. Evans, good evening. I I bought a 1998 Honda CR-V at an auto auction. It had over 214,000 miles, and I changed the fluids, the coolant, the engine, the brake, the transmission, and everything. And it runs pretty well, but in the morning, every so often, I get a cylinder tune misfire. Like I said, I changed the plugs as well. I changed the wires. I changed the distributor. Put a new sensor for the camshaft position sensor. And just every so often it happens, I put in the, as far as the fuel, I put everything from Marvel Mystery Oil to Lucas Oil to SPP. And now what the latest thing happened was the water, the coolant system failed, and after flushing it, I found almost like mud in the coolant system. So that was flushed and cleaned, but I still got on occasion, first thing in the morning especially, a cylinder 2 and a cylinder 4 misfire. What could be causing that, you think?
Well, Raphael, you've done a lot of great stuff to try to help it, and that's good. You're right down the right path. Now the mud that you're talking about in the radiator, in the coolant system, was it a brown, as in like an oil brown color?
No, it's more like black. It was like almost gritty. Almost gritty.
Okay, that's good in the sense that you got that all flushed out. And if it's black, that's a good sign that we don't have a cracked head, that there is no oil into the antifreeze, and that's what I kind of wanted to make sure of, which you don't have. But it sounds like that you have on number 2 and number 4, you don't have an engine light on at this time, do you?
Well, I use my OBD. I have an OBD, and every so often in the morning, I do get an engine light. I check it. And it was number 2, number 4, and I always reset it to clear the light. The code,
okay. Yeah, now when it shows cylinder 2 and 4, which I believe it's like that code would be 502 and a 504 code, does it show and say on your OBD2 scanner a misfire? Does it say the word misfire?
Misfire, yes, it does say misfire.
Oh, okay, good. What we've got going on there, what I'd like you to do, the most simplest and the easiest thing to do first, with 214,000 miles on the Honda, it sounds like we have got two injectors, fuel injectors. The needles are hanging up on you, and it won't spray the fuel. And if the cylinder does not get fuel and it has spark, it still will show a misfire. And that's what it sounds like you got going on. You've got two needles hanging up on the injectors. So what you can do at very, very inexpensive is it's put some fuel injector cleaner, a bottle of liquid, into the fuel tank. And you're going to, what I do is I recommend, if you can find it in your area, it's called BK brand, or Gum Out is another one. And I know that all the parts stores have the Gum Out. And I want you to buy the one that says Extra on it. And that's a stronger concentrated formula. And what that'll do, you just pour that in your fuel tank. And then as you're driving down the road and it mixes with the fuel, it'll actually go down through the fuel rail and clean out those needles that's internally inside those injectors. And then another thing that you can do, now that's pretty inexpensive to do yourself, of course, just buy the bottle, pour it in there. Or you can go to a shop, and you can't do this yourself because you have to have the pressurized injection machine. But we actually have shops. We all have injection machines. And we have a very, very toxic chemical. It's so strong it'll burn your skin. And so what we do, we actually have that in on this machine that's pressurized. We hook up to the fuel rail and literally turn the key on, which opens up the injectors. We rotate the engine over. The computer then tells the needles to open up each time that they're supposed to, of course. And then it injects using pressure down the fuel rail, down into the injectors, and cleans those needles out. And that kind of service all the way through the United States, I know, runs from like $129.95 all the way up from shop. We'll charge up to $229.95.
Hold that thought, Mark, and we'll keep Raphael with us as well. Tom in Missouri are up next, and we've got room for more. 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We so appreciate you joining us each and every week at this very same time. Mark Evans is with us, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical stuff. He is an ASC-certified mechanic, and we're taking your calls at 855-660-4261. We're looking for folks to call in with high-mileage vehicles and share their personal story. And Mark is on the line right now with Raphael in Virginia, helping Raphael out with some engine timing issues. And, Mark, any other suggestions that you might have for Raphael before we move on to Tom and David?
No, I think, Raphael, you're right. You're going down the right path. Just try your fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank first. That's the cheapest, most inexpensive way. It's going to take about two tanks of gas in order for that fuel cleaner to free up the carbon and those stuck needles in those injectors. And here's another little tip, too, I'd like to share with you that a lot of people can do, too. When you have an OBD2 tester there, Raphael, that like you do, and it shows a misfire on cylinder 2 and 4, and you've replaced the spark plugs and spark plug wires, what you can do, you can literally, now you have to clear the codes first, get zero codes up again, turn the engine off, and then go out and just disconnect the spark plug wire at, like, cylinder number 2 and leave it hanging, of course, so it doesn't spark and cause a fire or anything, and then start your Honda up with that spark plug wire off. And let's see if the computer then, again, brings up a misfire on cylinder number 2. And when it does, then that will actually tell you that the spark plug and the wire is actually good. So it sounds like you've got a fuel injector problem on 2 and number 4. So just get some fuel cleaner and go for it. That'll get you running good again.
Hey, Raphael, I hope that helps you out. And if you'd like some free samples from the folks at Wash Drops, we'll put you on hold, and Matt can grab your information, name, address, and telephone number. Let's move on to our next caller, very patient. Tom is in Missouri with air conditioning problems. Tom, welcome to Auto World. You've been getting a lot of the hot weather down there in Missouri.
Yes, we have, Bob. Good to talk to you and Mark. Yeah, we're in the 90s today. It hasn't been as bad this year as last year so far.
Oh, boy.
But what I've got a 2008 Ford Crown Victoria. And starting a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that when I turned the air conditioning on, it will come on right away on the auto setting. But the flow of air comes from the defroster vents rather than from the dashboard vents. And after a while, after you drive for a while, 10, 15 minutes, it'll switch and a little bit will come out of the dashboard vents. And I looked underneath the dashboard because I noticed something was a little loose down there. And one of the heating ducts was loose, and I tried to see where it went up under the dash. I couldn't see exactly where it went, but I couldn't get it to stay in place. I'm going to take it to the dealership, have them take a look. But I was wondering what was causing the air conditioning to do that.
That's a good question. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, Tom, I see that a lot. And what you've got there on your Crown Vic is those dampeners that you're talking about that direct the air from defrost down to your floor, down and then through to the center of the dash, are each one of those little flapper doors, I call them, have a vacuum operated rubber type diaphragm that's hooked to the vacuum on the engine. And what they'll find more than likely is that one of those diaphragms on one of the main dampeners, which is the one that's not blowing that air out in your face there in the face of the dash, one of those vacuum diaphragms are shot. And now since it's a 2008, you're on the borderline there, 2007, 2008, 2009, some of those models, they went away with those vacuum-operated diaphragms that open and close those little doors. It is electronic control center that could be bad also. So be ready when they tell you that, hey, you need a complete electronic control board assembly that's right there on the front of that dash, and it's $700 to $800. Be ready for that, Tom, because it could be that, and or, like I said, you're on the borderline those years. Or they could say, hey, you just need one of the round vacuum diaphragms on the main door, and you're done for about $150. So pretty simple, and I definitely recommend it because it's no fun having the cool air blow up on a hot 110-degree windshield when you'd rather have it blowing on your face.
You got that right. That is correct. Well, thank you very much, Mark and Bob. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, great to talk to you, Tom. And if you'd like some free wash drop samples, producer Matt will take care of that for you. Thank you very much for calling into the broadcast. Let's move next to David, listening on the News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, who's got a high-mileage Ford Focus to tell us all about. Hey there, David. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I just turned off my radio because you have a little bit of delay, but we're doing okay. We came out to help someone with some chores, and figured we got some time to talk. We're heading back from Monroe, Wisconsin, and see if you can help me out today.
Sure, absolutely.
I bought this vehicle with 97,000 miles on it, about 101,000 that I got off the highway to do, or maybe about 100-150 miles of highway driving. I'd slow down, and it would idle like a rock, coffee maker with rocks in it. But I changed the plugs out. It seemed to work for maybe about 4,000 or 5,000 miles. It started happening again. Changed the plugs again. They gave me warranty on the plugs. It happened again when I was coming out to Iowa. Someone suggested that it might be the mass sensor that's going bad, and I'm willing to listen because I want it fixed.
What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, kind of hard to hear David, but I did hear he said something about maybe a mass airflow sensor. And David,
yes,
you're on the right path, but definitely for sure you need to, no matter if the engine light's on or off, we need to put an OBD2 scan, engine scan tool on it to see if there is any trouble fault codes. And
okay.
even if the light is off, you can go ahead and do that. I was just telling Bob here earlier today on a car that had no engine light on, but when I scanned it, the knock sensor showed up to be bad.
Okay.
And so what you've got talking about on your Ford Focus there, literally knock sensors will cause the problem that you have. So,
okay.
But I'm shooting arrows in the dark here trying to hit a target without scanning it. And here's a little tip too. Don't be bashful about going into your local parts store. I know that O'Reilly's, AutoZone, Pep Boys now—they're actually doing free engine trouble fault code scans. So they just ask them if they'll go ahead and pull their engine scan tool out and scan your car for you right in their parking lot. And they'll do that. And it's a stage one scan, So, but okay. But do that, cost nothing, and that'll get you on the right track to find out if it is the mass airflow sensor, NOx sensor, that's okay. causing your problem.
Now, as far as mass airflow sensor, is that something I can do myself? I'm mechanically inclined. I'm not ASC certified or anything, but I worked on cars for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it. In fact, if you've got the scan tool, and for example, for all our listeners, you can go out and buy the scan tool. They're not that expensive anymore, the Stage 1 scan tools. And when you scan it, the only thing, when it gets down to when it says a code, that scan tool will only tell you, like we were talking earlier here to Raphael, it'll tell you, like cylinder 2, cylinder 4 is bad, and it's a misfire. That it just takes and puts you on the right path to try to get you going down the right road to fix the right problem.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, you can, if it shows a mass airflow sensor, and if you're there at the parts store and it says to the parts store person and yourself, code the number is 221, you might not have the book that tells you what that code number, what part's bad. They do. And so then they can say, well, yeah, let's go in and see what code 221 is. And then it'll show up, oh, that's a mass airflow sensor. And, yes, you can do that yourself. The main key with replacing sensors is disconnect the battery first.
Good advice. And, David, hang on the line for Matt. We'll get you some free wash drops. We're going to open up the lines wide here at 855-660-4261. Questions of the mechanical sort for Mark Evans straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't you dare go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We've got some open lines, so a wonderful opportunity for you if you've got something wrong with your vehicle and like a free over-the-air diagnostic check, courtesy of our good friend, regular contributor to the broadcast here, field reporter, and the Swami himself, Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic. So if your vehicle's not running right, if you're worried about passing inspection, if it's not running at all, or if you've gotten bad news from your mechanic and want to run the diagnosis, pass Mark. We're here to help you out at 855-660-4261. We've also been talking to a lot of folks who have a lot of high mileage on their vehicles, and this is something that is, in my opinion, a little bit more common now with vehicles being built a whole lot better. Certainly, Mark, you must see that in the repair side of the fence. When you compare the American vehicles, like, for example, and today it's pretty hard to determine what's an American vehicle and what's a non-American vehicle, because there are so many companies like BMW and Mercedes and Kia and Hyundai and Toyota and Honda and many others building cars here in America. And there are some American brands like Ford's that are being assembled in Mexico. So it makes for a lot of confusion. But nevertheless, Mark, I'm sure you've noticed on the Ford products, the Lincoln products, the GM portfolio of products, the Chrysler Group products, the Jeep products, etc., a huge improvement in quality in the last 10 years or so. They've really come way up, and quite often when people are looking for a new vehicle, I encourage them to look at Ford, GM, and the Chrysler Group, because it's a whole new ball game. Forget about, you know, the domestics of the 70s and 80s and 90s. It's a much better vehicle build today.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. They, you know, and that's the thing. A lot of us are familiar with the older cars, and not you know, each and every, what is it, every 6 months, maybe even sooner than that, the car manufacturers just keep raising their own bar on their own makes and models, and it's like, and then the competition says, hey, we got to outdo those folks. Let's raise our bar just one more inch up, you know. So the high jump just keeps getting higher and higher and higher. we're all of us, all of our listeners, every one of us are winners, because we can sit out here and just say, oh, my, what do I really want to buy? I got such a great variety, such a great big choice of cars to buy and trucks to buy. And you know, you're watching the TV and listening to the radio ads, and, you know, they're all promoting more torque, more horsepower, more comfort. I mean, on the repair side of it, it's like back in the day, you know, you drive down the highway, and how many cars did you see on the side of the road broke down with the hood up?
Today, a lot.
None. Yeah, wow. Today you don't hardly see anything. And then again, ask your neighbor or your friend, hey, do you have a set of jumper cables in your trunk? And they'll say, what are those?
That is so true.
You know, and everybody used to have a little tool bag or even a flashlight in the glove box or a tool bag in the back. And mm-hmm. They're like, I don't need any tools. You know,
so
it, you know, cars have come a long, long ways. And you know, just in the repair side of it, just the word air conditioning, since we're in the summer months here, I have to go to the computer, of course, and or my book and say, okay, I'm working on a 2008-2009. It's not a 1990, even though I do work on 1990s and older, too. But when I look to see, you know, somebody calls and says, hey, I don't think my air conditioner's blowing as cool as it should, well, I get into the book on the 2008, let's say a Ford or a Chevrolet Chrysler product, Bob, and it says, well, the air conditioning system on that car will go all the way down to 38 degrees. Well, back in the early 90s, we were lucky when we went to the book to ask it to see what the manufacturer designed and built, you know, the air conditioner for, what temperature, 52 degrees? So just with air conditioning, I mean, we're all winners. We're all getting cooler, better air conditioning. We're getting more faster, efficient brakes. We're getting, of course, a lot more horsepower, a lot more torque. I mean, these cars are fun to drive. I mean, they really are.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we hear this 0% interest, and the payments are really low and nothing down for many, many months or years. It's like it's free to go out and get a car almost. And again, I've got a lot of friends that say, you know, we had Stacy on here earlier, and I was going to say that for fun, you know, Stacy's got the Pontiac Grand Am, and she's done real well for 270,000 miles. And I was going to say, you know, well, Stacy's, every time she turns the corner, I'm sure Stacy's saying, no car payments. No car payments.
Yeah, no, that's so true. Well, let's see if we can sneak in a few more calls. Let's go next to Lisa. Lisa, you're up next here on Auto World, listening on KXEL in Iowa. Thank you very much for being with us here tonight. And how can we help you out? Go right ahead.
I'm looking to buy a used car. I don't know much about them, though. It's an 03 Audi.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you had any info on the tranny and the engine.
Which particular model of the Audi? Do you know off the top of your head, Lisa?
It's an A6.
An A6, so the mid-range Audi. Mark, what's been your experience with the A6 and the Audi brand in general?
Well, you know, that A6 model is an awesome model. And, of course, Audi is a good make. And so I don't have, Lisa, I can't say anything bad. Truthfully, I haven't heard anything in all of my recall books that come to me and all the information on FABS, we call it. That means that I get all the updated fabrication problems, goods and bads. I don't get any of those on the A6 model. They're a really good, really good car. And,
so like,
and I guess how many miles are on it?
80,000.
80,000. What about transmission issues? Any worries there? Have you run into that at all, Mark?
I haven't at all. But for sure, Lisa, we've got to talk to miles now. At 80,000 miles, I want you to ask a few questions. Because at 80,000 miles, some of the parts are going to be worn out, and some of those parts. Let's talk transmission first. It's not going to be worn out, but I want you to ask them if it's ever been serviced at all.
Okay.
There's a filter in there. That filter is way overdue for being replaced at 80,000.
Okay.
So we need a transmission service done. Another thing, too, is front brakes are due at 80,000 miles. And then the serpentine belt is due also. You need to ask if that's ever been done. So overall, you know, and then the word tune-up, spark plugs at 80,000 miles, you know, your gas mileage won't be the best if it's got the original 80,000-mile plugs in there. So,
right.
You know, that's something that if they've never really done anything, that might be the reason that they traded it off, because they knew that, you know, here we've got a gravy list, I call it, of items that need to be done, and there's $1,000 to $1,200 worth of goodies that need to be done. Just maintenance goodies, though, okay? So any car truck that has 80,000 miles, it's nothing's ever been done. It's due for those things we just talked about.
Yeah,
so just come right out and ask them what's been done.
Are you considering buying this, Lisa, from a dealer or an individual party?
it's at a dealer.
It's at a dealer,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and we just weren't familiar with Audi at all. You know, we've had BMW, Nissan, we've had all of those, but never Audi, and weren't sure what kind of motor and transmission, you know, if there are any troubles or not with them.
Which particular engine is in this A6, do you know off the top of your head?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
Is it the V6 engine in the A6, or which particular power plant, do you know?
I think it's the 6.
Yeah, yes. Most likely. Yep. And that's used in a wide variety of Volkswagen products. Audi is part of the Volkswagen group, which owns a lot of brands that folks would be surprised. I mean, Volkswagen actually not only owns Audi, but they also own now Porsche. They also own the Italian exotic car Lamborghini. They also own the ultra exotic car Bugatti. They also own the brand Bentley, the great British brand. And those are just the ones sold in this country. So the Volkswagen Group is what they call it, and Audi in particular has had tremendous sales results, great, huge improvements over the last decade or so. So I would give it a thumbs up, and it sounds like Mark has given it a thumbs up as well. Just ask those service questions.
Definitely. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks.
All right, thank you so much for the call.
And, thank you.
All right, well, Frank in New Mexico looks like isn't going to get in, but we'll get him in next time. The Swami will do a review of Black Air that Frank sent to both myself and Mark, and that's going to be coming up in the next few weeks, but sorry about not getting to you, Frank. Mark, thank you for your time, and we're going to be Long and Evans doing a movie review next time you're with us.
Thanks for having me again. Happy motoring, everybody.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.